Hello, everybody. This is Doug Hagen of the Daily Gator blog with a relaunch of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. And one thought today, one question for you. What is the biggest lie of all the lies left to tell? What is the biggest, most egregious lie the left tells? Find out right after this. And welcome, my friends. I am Doug Hagen. I am one half of the Daily Gator blog, along with Ed Daly. And the leftists tell many, 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 many lies. They lie every time their mouth opens. But there's one lie that is the biggest of all. Have you ever noticed that a lot of these Occupy Wall Street rallies, anti-war rallies, whenever leftists get together and rally and rail about the things they believe in, do you ever notice how many times you hear the expression, power to the people, in some form or another? Let's have democracy, free elections, power to the people. That is the biggest damn lie any leftist will ever say. The lie being that they believe in power to the people. The leftists do not believe in power to the people. They believe in power to the state. If they were honest, they would just say power to the state. Screw the individuals. The biggest difference between left and right, any issue, follow it out and think it out. The biggest difference is this. Leftists are collectivists. Another word for Marxists. They believe in the state. They don't believe in individual liberties. They're threatened and appalled by individual liberties. The right, on the other hand, are individualists. We believe, as Dennis Prager has said, the bigger the state, the smaller the individual. And the opposite is true, obviously. When you value, as our American Constitution does, individual liberties that government does not give and cannot take, then you have a recipe for a small government. And look across the globe. Look throughout history. Where the bigger the government has been, the smaller the human rights, the smaller the liberties, and the more the evil deeds have been. In all areas. The biggest lie the left tells is that they believe in power to the people. Look at the recent election, recall election in Wisconsin. All these power to the people types, like Ed Schultz. Let the people of Wisconsin vote. Let them recall Scott Walker. Let's have a... And then when the election happens, and Ed Schultz guy, Barrett, loses... And by the way, Walker won more in the recall than he did in the original gubernatorial election. What does Ed Schultz do? He starts ripping the voters. He ripped the 38% of, and he claims to love union people, the working men and women of America, more than anything. Big fat lying sack of you-know-what. That's what Ed Schultz is. Claims to love these people, and yet 38% of union voters went out and voted for Walker. And he browbeats them, calls them bitter clingers. Remember how President Obama said that these bitter clingers in Pennsylvania cling to their guns and Bibles? Ed Schultz said that's what these people are. They're bitter clingers. The left says power to the people until the people do something the left doesn't like. Then the left demonizes the people. The left bashes the people. And the left does everything they can to intimidate the people into silence. What did the Democrats do when they had control of the House, the Senate, and Barack Obama in the White House? Did they listen to the people on health care? Or did they shove what they wanted down the throats of the American people? We know what happened. Power to the people went out the window. Power to the people was six facelifts ago for Nancy Pelosi. Senator Weasel Dick Harry Reid and Barack Obama and Nancy Facelift Pelosi and the rest didn't care about the Constitution or power to the people. They cared about their own power, the state's power. So the next time a leftist or liberal tells you power to the people, that's what they believe in, tell them they're full of, well, you know what. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. I'll talk to you very soon. God bless. Take care. And remember, if you're left, you just ain't right.